it's the features to do with kind of the link between health anxiety and grief.
Yeah.
So I just wondered if you could first of all explain kind of how health anxiety, hypochondria can be defined, recognized. Are they different and how do they present?
Yeah, sure. So hypochondria, obviously now known as health anxiety or health illness, are the same. Hypochondria was the old word that sort of has quite a lot of negative connotations around it these days. I think, you know, people use it to sort of dismiss somebody if they're feeling poorly, you know, or you're just a hypochondriac. So health anxiety and illness anxiety are the sort of the modern terms for it. The way they present, really, it's someone with a completely obsessive and irrational worry about being ill. So sort of if someone is constantly checking themselves for symptoms or lumps and bumps or, you know, constantly talking about their ailments or asking people's opinions if they think they're ill or what I could be suffering with, it's this continual worry of something being wrong with them.
Okay, brilliant. And well, not brilliant. Yes, health anxiety, is it something, what kind of causes is it? Usually triggered by life events?
I think, yes, it definitely can be. It's not always necessarily the case. I think, you know, if someone has grown up in a family with somebody else who has a health anxiety issues, this can become learnt behaviour. Mm-hmm. And this is how they see that this is how I cope, this is how I need to cope with my health worries. So it can definitely be learnt behaviour, particularly if it's experienced from a young age and it just becomes your normal way of thinking and that's how you cope. But for sure, it can also be life events. Death can definitely be a trigger for someone's health anxiety. You know, we don't spend a lot of time thinking about death, but it is going to happen to all of us. Mm. So when we are presented with death, you know, experiencing it, someone else dying, people with health anxiety can then start to question, okay, well, this is what's going to happen to me. And particularly if a death or an illness is drawn out and if there's been a lot of suffering before the person died, then the person with health anxiety could then start to spiral thinking, well, this is how it's going to be for me. This is what the experience I'm going to have. And so that can definitely be a trigger. Quite similarly, with an illness, if a person with health anxiety has actually suffered an illness or a serious illness, for example, cancer or a heart attack, and they've recovered, anything in the future that could trigger a memory of how they felt or what they experienced at that time when they were actually going through something quite serious can then make them spiral again. And it's this kind of irrational worry, even if the doctor tells them, no, you're absolutely fine, we've done the test, you've given you all clear, it's that trigger of the past feelings that that will then send them into this obsessive worrying. Again, experience illness from somebody else as well, you know, if they've experienced a family member who has also suffered a serious illness, or if someone gets diagnosed with something that may be hereditary,
and
this can trigger the person with the health anxiety to think, oh my God, this is going to happen to me. It's hereditary. Mm. I'm definitely going to get this. So all of those kind of, life triggers.
And is that kind of something you see quite a lot in your patients, health anxiety triggered by grief?
I have seen it. There was one gentleman who, whose wife was actually diagnosed with cancer, and she had quite a long illness. The doctors did everything they could to save her, but in the end she was diagnosed with terminal cancer, at which point my client, he kind of became obsessed about trying to find alternative medicine, alternative ways to help her. And he stumbled upon this research which said that vitamin C could actually stop cancer, prevent cancer, or even reverse it in these kind of vast quantities. And so he became obsessed with this, and he convinced himself that he was going to save his wife. Unfortunately, the inevitable happened and she did die. And then when he came to me, he had become completely obsessed with this idea of vitamin C and was going to help him. And he then started taking this vitamin C in these really large quantities, and giving it to his son as well to ward off, you know, what happened to his wife. But then obviously large quantities of vitamin C actually caused things like stomach ache and diarrhea, yeah, which then made him spiral into thinking there was actually something wrong with him. And it was a very long process to try and get him to recognize, or, you know, he recognized that it was actually the vitamin C. But it did cause a trigger in his mental health for sure.
Yeah. And obviously, we're kind of coming off the back of the pandemic. And are you seeing a rise in people with health anxiety because of the kind of collective grief to do with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's, I think, particularly actually in older people, you know, it was obviously quite a traumatic time for the elderly people, or people, you know, over a certain age. And so this, and a lot of people did take a long time to come back out into society because of this fear that they were going to get, they were going to catch this disease that was out there. So absolutely, yeah, there's definitely been a rise in people. Sort of the unknown, or the suddenness of it all that happened. And it's just, is this going to happen again? Yeah, for sure.
And how can someone separate their health anxiety from something that actually needs to be checked out by a doctor? Because, as well, I mean, the reason this whole feature has been sparked because basically my mum had a brain tumour, and we found out, and then she was given 3 days to live. Right. So that has undoubtedly impacted the way I view my own health, and wanting to get things checked out all the time. And then with everything you Google, it says get checked out by a doctor.
Yeah.
But then I panic that I'm being ridiculous and I don't need to, it's just my brain. And I just, how can you separate the two things?
So I would be very reluctant to say it's just your health anxiety. Because I mean, health anxiety is also a condition. It's that you can get help with. So if you are experiencing or feeling that you have something wrong, I would always say get it checked out by the doctor. You know, doctors will never turn around and tell you you're being ridiculous and you shouldn't have come to see me, or they shouldn't. And also, if they run these tests and then they come back and they're negative, and someone with an intense health anxiety will then could potentially not believe the test results. But then that doctor can then sit there and explain and reassure. And that in itself is, you know, helping with health anxiety. So as much as, you know, I don't want to get everyone rushing out to the doctors, but at the same time, I would feel very reluctant to say to anyone, don't worry about it, it's just your health anxiety.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Mm. And what are some practical steps, if particularly for someone with a sort of health anxiety that could have been triggered by a life event or grief, and kind of if it's really dominating their lives, are there any practical steps that they can take to kind of minimise its presence?
Yes, I mean, what you can do, what some people do find helpful, is you can make a list of your symptoms that you think that you have. And then try and think of other things that it could possibly be. So, you know, if you've got a headache, for example, you know, someone with a health anxiety will immediately go to the worst case scenario. But it could be things like, okay, I've drunk too much coffee this morning, or I didn't get a good night's sleep. So sometimes just writing these things down can help. What I would really suggest doing is not trying to self-diagnose. You know, we live in a world now where you can get any information at the click of a button, and you know, you can diagnose yourself with the most awful things from the most simple of symptoms if you start going down the rabbit hole that's the internet. So I would really try and, you know, lay off Googling, and, you know, this WebMD that's out there, and all those different websites that could, you know, get you diagnosing yourself with some terminal illness and you just have a cough, you know.
A girl I spoke to said that she, if even if it says it's 1%, she just decides she's the 1% straight away.
Yeah, exactly. What the therapy that really helps with health anxiety is cognitive behavioural therapy. Mm. It can really, really, you know, it can really ease people's anxiety around their health. And a good CBT therapist will give you all kinds of tasks to help manage and cope with the anxiety that you feel around health.
Okay, that's all my questions, unless there's anything else you'd like to add.
I don't think so. No, it's been really nice chatting to you.
Yeah, nice to chat to you too. Actually, I've got another feature to do with grief. So I'll email about that actually, because it'd be nice to talk to you about that as well. I actually write a lot about grief. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's my area. So yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Great. Thank you, Claire. And enjoy the rest of your interviews.
Thank you so much. It's been really nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.